This footage shows the Bahraini police shooting the cameraman for just filming the streets occupied by security forces. However, this is just one side of the story. The British government's lenient policy of giving in to the demands of the oppressive Bahraini regime under King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa is so disastrous that Bahraini revolutionary campaigners residing in Britain are feeling the calamity of the brutal crackdown, even beyond borders of the tiny Persian Gulf island and in the very heart of London. According to the obtained documents, contrary to British official claims of supporting democratic changes in Bahrain, Al Khalifa security apparatus has launched systematic attempts to hound UK-based Bahraini protesters, thanks to the green light its security apparatus has received from the British coalition government. Last week, Bahraini security forces started organised raids on the homes of those people whose relatives are residing in Britain, threatening to detain and put them in jail because their children have participated in anti-Khalifa regime protests across British cities and towns. Other evidences show that the Bahraini regime has launched a campaign to put more pressure on Bahraini students studying in British universities who are participating in pro-democracy marches, seeking to bring democracy and freedom to their country. The Bahraini Education Ministry has revoked its scholarships and financial support of several Bahraini pro-democracy students, accusing them of plotting to bring down the Bahraini regime as they have protested in London. The ministry has also contacted their families in Bahrain and demanded that they return immediately. Other reports have claimed that three female students at the University of Manchester who had recently returned to Bahrain due to these threats have been arrested by security forces upon arrival and disappeared.